This is a wildfire update from Fifth and Mission. I'm Chronicle columnist Heather Knight. Wildfires are burning in the Bay Area and Northern California, and we're bringing you short updates from our reporters and photographers in the field. For full coverage, go to sfchronicle.com/wildfires or download the San Francisco Chronicle app to get breaking news notifications. Here's the latest update.
This is reporter Matthias Gaffney. I went to the Shady Fire front lines late Sunday night to find another fire bearing down on the city of Santa Rosa. It brought back a lot of memories from the Tubbs Fire and other Kincade Fire and other fires that have impacted that area. So it was very sad. And my colleague Sarah was up there as well. And around 1 a.m. or so, she went out to the Oakmont Gardens senior home, which is in the big senior community out there along Highway 12. And she found a bunch of city buses evacuating the seniors from that home. These were people who needed wheelchairs and walkers and a lot of help to evacuate. So it wasn't something where you could just take them out by car. So we both met up there and watched as the fourth bus filled up with seniors. And you could see off on a ridge the fire just cresting and flames hundreds of feet high, burning maybe 2 to 3 miles away. And so we were keeping a very close eye on that because we wanted to give ourselves enough time to get out of there. And as the bus was getting ready to pull out, we decided we would follow it back to where it ever got evacuated and try to talk to the bus driver and some of the evacuees. However, as we were pulling out, Sarah was going to follow my car, and that's where it got very harrowing. We pulled onto Highway 12, and almost immediately we could see the fire had jumped the highway. It must have spotted from the main blaze a couple miles ahead. So fire was burning on both sides of Highway 12. Sarah was supposed to follow me, but she got pulled away by a firefighter vehicle, which stopped traffic right behind me. And so I followed the bus into these flames on both sides with embers blowing past us. You could hear thump, thump, thump on the side of your car as pieces of tree are hitting it as the wind's blowing it into you. It's the visibility is incredibly low at times as you drive through smoke. It was a very way sketchier than I wanted to be in a position than I wanted to be in. I'm usually pretty careful about that stuff, but that fire moves quicker than I've ever experienced. So for a good 2 mile stretch, we drove through some precarious moments. And I followed the bus. Once we got out of it, it got calmer again, and the streets were pretty evacuated at that point, so there wasn't much traffic. And we made our way to the Veterans Memorial Auditorium, kind of near Highway 101. And there, the bus parked, and I spoke to the bus driver. She didn't want to give her name or get photographed, but she just said she was happy to help. And she talked about how scary it was driving through those flames and how she had gotten the emergency call to help just shortly there earlier that evening. And once they pulled into that evacuation area, which had a lot of elderly people evacuated, for the most part, they were on the bus, but I was able to speak to one couple, 91-year-old husband and wife, whose son picked them up from that bus that I followed. And they said how scary it was driving through there and how they grew up in Germany during World War II and had never seen anything like that. And they were also surprised how quickly the fire got to that area. They thought it was going to be a lot smoother ride to the evacuation point. So it was a pretty wild event. Sarah wound up getting escorted out the opposite direction on Highway 12. And so she wound up in kind of the Kenwood area and as let the fire pass. And then she came back in and started recording and documenting fires that were lighting up houses, unfortunately, along the Highway 12 corridor, the Skyhawk community especially. And so I went back in after the fire had gone through to that corridor and saw a bunch of firefighting efforts to save structures along various little arteries off of that main highway. In one instance, I came across this neighborhood of a couple dozen homes, and flames were surrounding it, and there was firefighters holed up by these homes, and there was an individual with a garden hose spraying his back fence. And they found these two individuals just sitting on a curb by a home. And I spoke to one who only gave his first name as Will. And he said he was a contractor who was stayed behind because he had a couple $100,000 worth of tools and his property. And he was protecting it with a power washer. And so I spoke to him about it.
There's embers falling in our yard. And, you know, it's definitely a little dramatic situation, you know.
Yeah.
So we're extremely concerned, you know, we're concerned for our safety, but we're also concerned for our livelihood, man. And what's happened with the pandemic, it's been hard enough to work. And now we're looking at losing all the tools that we own. You know, we've done our best to get the most expensive items out, but, you know, we have all our fleet trucks loaded and down the road, but still a lot of equipment left behind that, you know, we just might not be able to save today. You know?
And this is Matthias Gaffney.
Subscribe to Fifth and Mission to get the latest wildfire updates. For full coverage, go to sfchronicle.com/wildfires or download the San Francisco Chronicle app. Thanks for listening.